A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about proposed street name changes in various towns and cities in Zimbabwe.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also catch us at all our Facebook platforms on VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about changes in street names in Zimbabwe.
At least 8 streets in Bulawayo, Kwekwe, Chinoyi, Gweru and other towns and cities will now be renamed after President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Some people are fuming over the issue while ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo and state officials say they are supporting the move.
Proposed changes include naming some streets after former freedom fighters, well-known communists like Mao, Fidel Castro, Leonid Brezhnev, Abdel Gamal Nasser, Agostino Neto, and former army generals Solomon Mujuru and Vitalis Zinabashe. Other streets will be named after Jomo Kenyatta, Joseph Msika, Tumiso Tabengwa, Sidney Malunga, Lookout Masuku, Oliver Tambo, Edson Zopo, and Queen Lozikei.
But some ZANU-PF members like Joseph Chumai and other Zimbabweans are not happy at all with the renaming of streets. They believe that the government should concentrate on reviving the collapsing economy instead of such issues.
According to some human rights lawyers, towns and cities that are not happy about the renaming of the streets can file court appeals in order to block the government, which believes that the renaming of the streets reflects Zimbabwe's rich cultural heritage and reminds people of the history of the liberation struggle and other issues.
The Urban Councils Act clearly stipulates that the numbering of houses and naming of roads may from time to time be done by local authorities. The law is silent on government action on such issues, even if the government has done it in the past in most urban areas.
Join us right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we're live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yeah, kunjalo ke zulukandaba. Lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni ke ezijeneyo zomhlaba. Lapha ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngemigwaqo. Sizwile ke ukuthi imigwaqo kumele iguqulwe amabizo. Nxa sikhangele sibili abantu kobulawayo kulabanye abathi ukuthi 60th Avenue kuthiwe ke ngu-Emmerson Dambuso Mnangagwa Way akuhambelani labo. Kuzobuya njalo lokuthi kuthiwe amanye amabizo anjengo Moyi uDumiso Tabengwa. Kuzobuya oSwazini Ndlovu, kuzobuya labo Sydney Malunga, bathi akulunganga lokho. So ke kungazana abantu kubacunule okunye okumangalisayo. Bathi ye khona ukuthi kungathiwa Queen Lozikei Street, ye bayakubona lokunye okuthize. Kodwa ke bathi phela idolobho lakobulawa lembali eqathe ke okunye okumangalisayo okuhambelana lokuthi ladabuka njani njalo liya ngaphi empilweni. So ke bathi bahlulukelwe ngakhonokho. Kuzobuya ke endaweni zeHarare laba abanye abantu bangani bakhona sibili. Kodwa ke siqeda ukukhuluma kathesi ke lo mnumzana Simon Kayamoyo, yena omele ibandla leZANU-PF, unguye phela isikhulumele. Uthi hayi phela khona ukukwenziweyo bayakusekela ngoba kule cabinet committee ekwethuleyo. So bona vele basekela uhulumende ngoba banguhulumende. Kodwa uthe kafuna ukuthi akhuluma okuningi ngoba kule cabinet committee ekwenza konke khonokho. Uthi phela lakudala kwakwenzakala pho sokusethusa abantu kungabe kuyini. Kunjalo ke mangazi.
Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai. Aiwa nasi tiri kutarisa isu zvichangobva kuitika nezuro takaona hurumende ichiti iyo yava kunge ichidoma nzira dzakawanda munyika mumaguta akawanda dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichivapa dzichipa nzira idzi masita matsva. Asi zita riri kunyanyopiwa munzvimbo idzi rakawanda izita remutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Asi taravo riri munzvimbo nzvimbo emaguta emaguta ari munyika akawanda chaizvo saka tada kunzwa kwamuri kuti munoona sei chiitwe ichi panguva iyo ino zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika Gibbs ari kuti achangobva kutaura nava Simon Kayamoyo vezano PF vachiti ivo vari kubvumirana nezvakaitwa izvi zvinoenderana negwara remusangano wavo wezano PF saka tada kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvingabatsira here panguva iyo ino uye zvese maonero enyu zvingafanira kunge zviri kuitwa nehurumende panguva iyo upfumi hwenyika huri kuenda kumawere saka pindai muchirongwa vanoda kuti tikufonerei wani kwai muchiti panhamba dzenyu makanyora zvakare makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokwanisa kukufonerai Gibbs.
Yes, according to the Urban Councils Act, marvelous, and that is section 212, it reads, numbering of houses and renaming of roads, the council may from time to time assign names to roads within the council area and cause the name of any road to be affixed to or painted on any house, building or other structure fronting upon any part of such a road. The council may, by notice in writing to the owner or occupier of any house or other building, direct the owner or occupier at his own expense to mark or affix in accordance with any bylaw at the main entrance or in some other conspicuous position on such premises the number specified in that notice. So what this section says is that the councils have got authority over the renaming or naming of the roads. So, but it is very silent on what action the government can take. So it doesn't actually, you know, stipulate on any kind of action by the government.
Yes, let me just start by greeting off Tichimbote, Tichingamidza vari pachirongwa chedu pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Pane top fan yedu Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka vari kuti watching from Cape Town in South Africa. Paula Chimwanda vari kuti maswera sei aiwa kuno taswera zvakanaka chaizvo. Disciple Gilson Madanire vaisa namba dzavo hanzi ndifonerei top fan yedu iyi. Aloise Muzhingi Adapter hanzi I'm watching you from Western Cape. Funga ku South Africa uko vamadzimbe vari kuti muri sei ko maswera sei aiwa ta square zvedu Allen Chibanda abvaisa namba dzake azivai kuti kana muchiti pa namba ibvai maisa zvakare ma code numbers enyu kuitira kuti zvititsire nyore pakufona top fan yedu Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka vabva vaisa namba dzavo Tabitha Manyona kuti muri sei ko tete mavhi kuri sei kuchando kuno kuri kunaya zvako aiwa kuchando kuri wadi nhasi kuri kuti tonorei uye zve kana kuri naendo zviri kuchemerwa nevazhinji vari kuda kuti vakwanise kuwana vachirima mbesa nezvimwe zvakadaro tatenda Johnny Chatora ari kuti maswera sei I'm watching you from Cape Town in South Africa Shamiso Chinotsimba ari pananzi please ndifonerei kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu kudomwa kwatakaona kuchiitwa nzira dzakawanda mumaguta emunyika tichiona kuti maguta akawanda pari zvino vatova nedzira dzinenge dzakunzi idzo dzichipiwa zita remutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa tatenda Johnny Chatora ati panamba dzake Victoria Matonodze ari kuona ari paBritain apo tinokuchingamidza Elvis Chanyuka ari pano James Dawaka hanzi I'm here in the CBD of Harare zvakaoma kuno mkoma James tipei namba timbonzwa kuti ku CBD yekuHarare uko kwakamira sei last Maposa ari kuti hello Elton Mafarari kwanzi maswera sei ko ndiri kuno ndiri kuteerera ndiri muno muJohannesburg ku South Africa Shadrick Mamvura ari kuti ndifonerei ari pa South Africa apo hanzi ivo vachimboitireiko izvozvi zvekupa nzira mazita aya asi vamwe vari kutiwo pane chakaipa here saka ndozva kuda kutaura ipo pano kuti munoona sei izvi ibasa remakanzuro here ibasa rehurumende here uyezve tipei pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs.
Ye, kulodingani tikoza kamaqeda masuku uti siyadibana njalo mtembo kona pake siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu akuchophela ukuthi umbono wakho ume ngaphi kudaba lolu kulabo ke abasanda kusixhuma sikhuluma ngamabizo emigwaqo osokumele kuguqulwe eZimbabwe so ke siyabona abantu abaningi liyangena khonapha ke kuhlelo lisinike phela nenombolo zenu ukuze silifone lapha elikhona endaweni ezijeneyo unole chikabo uthi ya linjani babadube siyaphila kakhulu knowledge lapho khona ekunye njalo kwethulwe ngu-Adeline Moyo uthi silalele bantu benkosi lathi sikhona khonapha untombi zodwa kumede ncube uthi mtombo sithemba unjani ngiyaphila kakhulu singazi wena khonapho utsepo socks sola uthi ya so amajoni bafowethu kube sokubuya ke u-Adeline Moyo Adolin Moyo uti ya vele akuhambelani lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende. Kuzobuya ke umkhokheli Nkosi Mlomo uti madoda okwenzakala lokhu kuyasiyangisa okunye okumangalisayo. We are happy that now marvelous we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Mlando Ncube. He is a councillor in Bulawayo. He represents the MTC Alliance, mm-hmm. led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mlando, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
We are well, Ncube. So tell us about these roads and, you know, the renaming and all that kind of a thing. How are you taking it as city council, or the city council of Bulawayo?
First of all, is that we saw it on social media and on ZBC that the streets have been renamed. To our surprise, is that the only people with the powers to rename the city, according to the Urban Council Act, is the local authorities. And we don't have any problem with the government naming the city, but the streets. But the problem that must happen is that stakeholders involved with them must be consulted.
So you are saying you're not consulted, and what course of action are you going to take?
The issue is that there is no action that we are going to take because there is no event that happened in law. So if a thing was just announced, there is nothing that happened. So we cannot. Now we are going to proceed to follow two processes. We have got letters from the stakeholders proposing the renaming of certain streets. We are in a process of considering those. And actually, in actual fact, we have got a situation where council earlier resolved to rename a five street to Nikita Mangena. And according to law, if the name that you are renaming the city is of a national hue, you apply to government for a consent. We are still waiting for our consent that first to be named Nikita Mangena.
Yeah, so ke, yeah, siya wono 6th Avenue. Kuna hapo ke Oblawa, so kutua, kwa kutua Emerson Dambuzo, Mnaga Gowei. Kuhuli patenja nukono?
China, as the council actually vele agula impact, it agula effect, but it affects abantu who are the owners of those streets. Ukuthi zakhamizi zithi. Nga izakhamizi kuyikweza kuvumayo, ikhona ngoba isikweza kuvumayo kumele kungayeni. And the community ngambe ilizwe lingaka abantu bengela mithi ezibhedlela, abantwana bengafuni. Singaba lohulumende icabinet ihlala phansi ikhuluma into zemigwaqo. Imigwaqo ehamba izimoto lamaphoto. Thina sikhuluma amadokotela afunakalayo, hatshi lokho kuyo.
Siyabonga, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayindawo baba Mlati. Ncube.
Ayiwari ke itstori emthelelo wokuthanga. Hello caller. Hello caller.
Hello.
Hello. Tirikutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Muri kutaura na Innocent ya Francisco ari ku Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
Mukoma Innocent peo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ziri kuitika munyika zvakaoma hanzvadzi zvechiyo. Now to feel a bit because me man is somebody during that munika and we drag woma plus maybe to mira food quality or provider who am an shamwari.
Mm-hmm. Saka Parish, you know, Murkona says that Kawana Shitwane Urumende Nezuro Shukuti Pane Migwagwa, Yawakuani kwa iyo ichipiwa masamacha.
Ina ndoone kwenye zima zikama cha zime musoro ini. Tunimo ishi ya tina yu mungu kwa hivyo wanu wargu tampu jika maria muna, chikafa muna. Wati murumende ini nda kuna wicha hivyo kile kumupa mikuwa kwa mazitani kwa watia zini chaka koshira yika. Ima zika ndoone kwenye chaka koshira yika ini.
Mhm. Dai mai wanamukana kutaura nehurumende panyaya iyo imaiti chi.
Dai ndine mukana ndaitaura kuti hurumende kudai yaisapfungwa pamwe sehurumende yodzoka kuwana. Sezvo inoti yakavhoterwa newana.
Mhm.
Haina kuchisa yega pa hurumende kuti yakaitwa newana. Akadana ndiwo ndaiwana mukana ndaivadzokera kuvanhu vavanoti iwo ndiwo wakavaita vonzwa kuti veruzhinji vanoda kuti hurumende ishandisei
ndozvandaikwanisa kuvaudza.
Aiwa, tinokutendai mukoma, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Maita basa nemiwo.
Okay, Gibbs, our caller there is just saying that he feels there are more important issues at the moment looking at the state of the economy. So that's what he's saying, that if he had a chance to speak to the government, he would ask them to reconsider and think about reviving the economy than naming the roads.
Yeah, so Baba Ncube Malandu, uvumelana la yini ubaba uthi ngahulumende ukhangela into esiqhathekileyo kulokuthi abe gijimisana lemgwaqo. Lawo ngeke ngakuzokukhuluma khonoko. Kodwa ke nxa ukuthi phela usembusweni kulakho ukuthi wenze intando yakho ngesikhiwa, kuthiwa ke you spend ake i-political will yakho ubeze uphonga ukuphosela lawe ufisa ukuwufaka, uyabona.
But the problem is that when we are in power, you are in power to save people. Who is going to walk in that road when people are dying in hospital? Who is going to walk in that road as he and Athena serving? Why are we renaming Ama Street Avenue and Ama Porto? Why are we renaming Ama Street that has been changed to be vending site, Zavant? Why are we renaming Ama Street where it has been changed to be a ground where Ama Porto and Chavant is wrong? So why? Instead of addressing the rule of law, instead of addressing the issue of employment, instead of addressing the issue of education, instead of addressing the education sector, this is the government that is trying to name. Udokotela uyahola ngomgwaqo, asila mali. Actually, amasitho alabanini mina bengibona kungaba ngcono bawenze service rate ngama world bank ngoba ikhoso kutholakala osiphathelene abantu bedinga khona izimali.
Kodwa ngombono wakho phela bangavele beqalisa ukubisa amabhakani benusele khona bewakhande khonapho beyafaka emgwaqweni, lizakwenza?
Into yokuqala ukuthi impahla le ngiyakobulawayo and ibulawayo no sizabatshela vele mboni ngani ikhona imizamo esiyenza ukubatshengisa ukudayibani elisuke leqa umthetho. Konke okusemthethweni kuzayenzakala ukuthi kwenza into efuna abantu bakobulawayo. How do you justify ukuthi uyanikwa osithokozile madudu unganika ithenjiwe lesasi? How do you justify ukuthi uyachiwa Jane Ngwenya? How do you justify ukuthi uyachiwa Abraham Kiwane osikhwile? So okwinto kwangikhona vele akutsho lutho, but into eqakathekileyo yasomgwaqo, into eqakathekileyo yizibhedlela, izikolo, imisebenzi, zimali ezikhwameni zabantu.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho. So what Mr. Mlandu Ncube is saying is that what's important are people's you know, lives and not street names and all those kind of things. And he says maybe some of the streets should have been named World Bank and others, because that's where the money changers are always roaming.
That's a very interesting take, right?
So, okay, we started with Baba. We said, "Come on, Baba, we saw him Lilo. Hey, Baba, Lilo, what's your name?"
Yeah, what's your name? Kiss, what's
your name? I'm your name. So, I go to you when I want to join. Kono ko, oh, what is Amabizo? Emi kuako, ase mane kuato kumela kukulwe. So, okay, si abona si bilu sixth avenue. Lapo kula bospateleni. La kula mpana penga usua emkambo. Ngale phansi uyadlula khona susiye emalokujini ku-6th Avenue sokuthiwa kuyathiwa ke ngu-Emerson Tambutso Mnanga Gwaway. Kambe abantu bakuthethe njani khona?
Kusuke ngathi nje eza nje for right andiyabona ukuthi ku-6th Avenue lwana yikho lapho kugcwele khona osiphatheleni kugcwele khona phana ukuzuphinde ufake ibizo likamongameli khonaphana. Andiyabona ukuthi kuyasongathi phela sithi thina osiphatheleni ngabakhe asitsho njalo yini ngabe sitsho njalo kodwa kulokwa kungayisiko kungelabofakazi. Kodwa ngibona ngathi loba nje isisekelo sombuso ndomthetho uvuma ukuthi akwenze umongameli ukuntshintsha amagama kodwa hayi mbona ngathi kwasesakuqakathekanga lokhuya. Kuqakathekileyo ukuthi sikhulume indawo ezihluphayo thina elizweni njengemali. Andiyabona ukuthi imali ayikho, akula mntu othola i-cash. Lokho sibona imali endala eyenziwa siyibone ebonakala kuphela kulaba abatshintshayo. Ukuthi banikwa ngubani leyo mali yakhona entsha asikwazi. sikhangele iholo laba lezisebenzi alikho right alimangakuthi ifomat ngabe uyakhulunywa wonke izikhalazo zabantu ikhulunywe nelungelo lokuthi abantu nxa bekhalaza benelise ukuthi banikwe imvumo yokuthi hhayi batshengisele njengedemokhrasi kodwa nxa yokuthi konke lokho kuyavalelwa kuzokuba ngokuthwathuthu nanku amabizo wezitarada hhayi bona ngathi siyabalekela iqiniso kumele ngathi siyakwenza nje silungise ilizwe
ye kodwa kulabanye phela abathi kulamabizo anjengoba ujohn landagomo olazarus nkala onekita mangena odaniel maziba muto oclement mchachi kuzobuya njalo osipha sicele labo albert unxele labo queen lozikay kuzobuya lolookout masuku losikanyanga sikanjaya mutanga kuzobuya ubenjamin burombo lojairos tiraveni lamanye amabizo so abanye bathi hayi khona kungani kungconywana nje kodwa asazi ukuthi wena ukubona njani
hayi khona kungathi kulokubelo kancane kodwa nje ngizabona gips ukuthi hayi loko kungabe kulungile khonokho kodwa esingathi i-timing kumbe ukulethwa kwakho ngalesi sikhathi esiyiso hhayi akuqakathekanga ngoba kathesi abantu sibili hhayi sidle iy'ngxoxo zomlomo ezima ukuthi ha lokho kwamabizo lokho isaraza lezi hhayi bekungaqakathekanga sokumelthi nje angazi ukuthi sizangena ngawo lawa mabizo ukukhisimusi na ebe singela manje so akulungiswe into ezihluphayo elizini kube yizo eziprioritizayo kube yizo ezifakwa phambili kube yizo ezimgoka lokho okunye kuzakulandela into zezihlelekile sezihlezi elizweni
emlilo
ngathwa sokungakhulunywa ngalokhu hhayi okwamanje
ye emlilo baba ungadinwa kusasa sibongele kakhulu ube le mpela yafika enhle baba
hayi siyabonga baba
okay so that is Mr. Mhlomi Mlilo is in Bulawayo. He was saying, you know, this is not necessary at all because people are going now for Christmas. They don't have money, you know, but you come out with names. What is in a name after all?
Let's hear from our caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, yes, Marie, say to them as
well. I want to reward you to put on a new year's Muruku Pico caller.
Muruku Taurana Elvis Masuk and Ruhu, South Africa, Cape Town.
Taurating Square, Pagadiko Pacapapo.
Pakapa tukurowa ni mepo ya kaipa iru kusimuka pa guru hapo.
Pakaipa ya tawaraiti nzikuwe nenya ye kumusha ya tuku wana kusipane masita matu haka pia wa mguwago.
Ya yeah, saka uma andi funguti is the right time ya kuita izo zuma onero angu I think urumende ya ifa ongo vanhu vakuru chai vangagarawo pasi vobva vanyatsoronga nyaya yekutumidza mazita matsva mumigwagwa but vasingagadzirisi nyaya iri kunetsa vana vezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe havadyi mazita uye kutumidzwa kwemazita matsva mumigwagwa it's not a good thing at the moment because vanhu vari kufa mumigwagwa nekuda kwemapotholes migwagwa yacho yavari kutumidza mazita havasi kukwanisa kuigadzirisa you see and the other thing is cabinet instead yekuti igare ironge kuti toita sei kuti tiite move on nevana vezimbabwe zvakanaka tinoona kuti kusvera nezuro vana vezimbabwe vakapondwa nemapurisa vamwe vakatyoka vamwe vakaita sei but havagari pasi vachitaura nyaya idzodzo vanogara pasi kutaura nyaya dzisina zvedzinovaka kuvana vezimbabwe so vakuru vedu ava vari kutiomesera you know sometimes tichirarama even tiri kunze kwenyika kudai so totonzwisa tsitsi kuti uri muzimbabweni unonzwisa tsitsi vanhu vachikuona saka zvakaoma and hazvisi kumbotosvitira zvakanaka because vana vezimbabwe vari kutambura zvisingaite things are tough now kuzimbabwe mari chai haisi kubatika but vari busy kuronga zvekutumidza mazita migwagwa not the right thing
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii panyaya iyoyi
taizo wato wa uza eduti yato devu kaya kutumiza mazita asidae machitiro ngera uzo kutituono kuwa na chikafwa tebu because utasafa kwengwa ya gareba wanawe Zimbabwe kita sunungu karini kita gari karini nda it's now about almost 40 years now wakuru vedu ichitonga but upenyu wanawe Zimbabwe uchakango uma so taiva uza uti ayetare rutsiru wawo uye mtemo nga Zimbabwe mtemo nga ushandi constitution wanu wano nyora mparliament but azisi kushanda bozi mtemo chayo chayo wawo ushandi from Zimbabwe wanu waruku abuse day and night but there's nothing ziru kuiti kawana wasi kuendesa kumatarezi moso wanonga wakanganisa so tunoona kuti urumende tongu wauzwa dai wairega kutema wakarerekera divi because even mapurisa chao so far now warukuroa wakarerekera divi of which mpurisa anufano wakuwa iti protect mwana west wa Zimbabwe not nekuti wabuda mbamani wabuda mbamani so people are suffering we need change we need maleaders ane moyo yevanhu pamoyo pao not kuva maleaders anongofunga kuti dai sitaji ata good. They don't care about other people.
Aiwa, thank you so much, caller. Maita basari gate mbo chingamidza vari pa live pedu pa regional. Tina Anesu Mutsotso, arikuti I'm watching you from East London, South Africa. Moses Zamuti, arikuti please call me ndibva isa number dzake. Top fan yedu Elvis Chanyuka ari pano arikuti ndifonerei George Chinopka. And I'm watching you from Limpopo, South Africa. Jerry John ari pano arikuti ngavaite zvavada, handiti varikuti nyika ndeyavo here. Tiri pano tiri ku Cape Town. Alice Rutsito and Maskwera say I'm watching you from Botswana in Gaborone. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, kulo baba uJonathan Ndlovu osecingweni khona baba Ndlovu ungawuthola njani?
Ngithonile uthola njani bathanda?
Sijone kakhulu sibili yeah, sasibuyelela udaba lolu lwamabizo emadolobheni. Kambe akutshela uZulu ukuthi wena imicabango yakho ime ngapi khonapho?
Mina njenge amabizo le ngayimphathe kahle endle ukuthi abadala abayikhethileyo la kuma-cabinet minister akhona yawakhetha amabizo amabizo olothi akhethe ithi phansi ngapha abantu esaza abantu kude akuzakala ukuthi kuhamba njenxa kunjalo.
Wena ufuna ukuthi kuthiweni manje Ndlovu?
Hhayi, mina ngifuna amabizo la akaninzi kuqale kubuza abantu kumbe kube yirifera njamo sibinto kubuza abantu ukuthi amabizo zola afanele yini kabe khona yini koBulawayo kumbe afanele ukuba khona yini eHarare wokuza khangela ubona ukuthi kula mabizo abiziwe ukuthi abhalwa koBulawayo kodwa abantu bakoBulawayo lowo muntu zaba amazi lokumazi ukuthi ngubani abantu abakhela amabizo abonjengabo Sidima Lunga oDabengwa zabakho owathi mzo konke babengekho so ngakuncedisa ukuthi
manje ke njengoba ke lawe uyisizalo seZimbabwe ubona ngani kungalungiswa njani udaba lolu kwini ongakwenza lwa ngakho ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho?
Mina ubona bengikwanisa ukufikelela ebadaleni duze labo sibe ngiyabatshela ukuthi hhayi lokhu akusebenzi akulungise kuhle sibe ngesigaba nesigaba kukhulunywa amabizo endlela lezo zifaka abantwini abaziwayo ngakuse eHarare kufaka abantu abaziwa eHarare ngakukhona le koBulawayo mbe emadebeleni mbe egweru mbe ngapi ngakufaka abantu abaziwa khonapho.
Hayi, phosele ukucina-ke baba.
Hayi, yadala ngitobona abantu bayakwanisa ukusizwa lathi abayiphansi lapha kube ngcono kulo futhi besisizwa ngabantu abaphezulu kuthi siyaphikisa abasebesifaka ugudu ngakulunganga abasebasenze lathi sifake into zethu ngaphansi senze ukuthi lathi sikhululekile.
Hhayi, sibonge kakhulu Endlovu ungathina lokusaya sibele mpela afike endle ba.
Ngibonile badala.
Okay papa, so that is Mr. Jonathan Ndlovu. He's saying that you know these names they don't make sense to him. He says it could have been better to have local names for local authorities. Let's say Bulawayo. You have people that are familiar, whose names are given to those streets. So instead of just taking a name from Norway and then putting it across. So he says the same should apply to other cities, you know. Let's say there's a local hero, just put the name there. So now let's hear from Mr. Mlandu Ncube what he says about that. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
What the caller said is very important.
How do you justify of having only politicians when we've got a lot of people who are involved in our country, such as the footballers, the singers, the churches? So those are the people that must be involved. But when coming back to what the minister who did the press conference, what they were saying, saying they are trying to bring unity in the country. What brings unity in the country is not right in the street. What brings unity is the fair recruitment of nurses at Impilo and UPH. Is the fair distribution of funds that are collected from people's 2%, so that people can know what is happening with their money. That is what brings unity is the fair distribution of farming input. Is the fair distribution of food since we are facing the drought this year. So if you don't bring those things in a fair scale, you will never bring unity. Writing Zenda's name in Bulawayo, writing John Landa's name in Harare does not bring unity. What brings unity is the inclusion and treating everyone equal. Recruit a local nurses in Bino, local nurses in UPH, people be united. Recruit local teachers in Toloto, people be united. Recruit local teachers in UNL, people be united. Not just writing names. We are taking the names of our heroes that we respect so much in vain if we are doing that to try and foster unity which will never be attained if we don't do things properly.
Mm-hmm. Aye, siyabonga sicela uhambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana mfowethu. So uzwile ke lapha uyakhuluma undoda suka ndawo liyamuzwa uyakhuluma lapho babuncube ukuthi hayi lokhu phela ukudiliti kuyabe isi-unity kungani nje ize akusoze kusebenze lokho. So sizama ukuthi sidingeke abantu bebandla leZANU-PF lapha kuhulumende siyabazama sibethi sicela ukuthi livuleke incingo zenu baba Joseph Chuma baba Malaki Nkomo khonapho lapha likhona siyalizama ukuthi silifonele sicela ukuthi lizivule incingo zenu. Sixoxelani kudaba lolu njengoba kade sithembisile ukuthi lizabuya kuhlelo. So marvelous, what I'm saying is that there's some ZANU-PF people who had actually promised to come on board. So hopefully their phones will open up and then we can talk to them. So I'm told there's another caller on the line. Stanley, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ninjani ba?
Siyaphila kakhulu, ibizwa mbani?
Igama uMzingaye.
Yeah, Mzingaye, akutshaya ngamafitshane sizo baba.
Yebo ke, hey, azike ngibona lapha sinenkinga enkulu lapha elizweni lethu. Uhulumende wethu is busy prioritizing izinto ezingasiza abantu. Why this abantu they are in deep crisis. Kunjenje there is a shortage of imisebenzi, imali, konke nje nokudla. Abantu they are starving right now. But how can you go about uzobhizi ngokunema ngokuqamba amagama ama-street, of which those things are irrelevant. Those things can be done when everything is settled. Abantu sebe-relaxed. No, let's move forward now. What can we do to make our lives, our country better? Just aesthetic things. Awengeke wena ekhaya ukuthi kungela kudlu ugijimise ukupendi indlu zakho ucecisa khona ekhaya kungela kudla. Let's prioritize things. Ugovernment wethu akayenzi into ezimqoka eziyinkinga ebantwini, hayi ukushiya abantu behlupheka. Prioritize ukuentrentsha ilokhuzena amagama abo. Amagama kawaniki bantu ukudla, kawasoze bafakela ukudla abantu ematafuleni noma yinini.
Mm-hmm. So you are saying wrong priorities, utsho njalo Void?
Yebo, ngithi khona ama-priorities lawo a-wrong lawo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungathi nokusasa sibongile baba.
Hayi, kubonge mina baba.
Yes, so
let me
yes,
take a caller and then we'll come back and discuss. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Makadi yenyu? Tukuta ura nani mkoma uyeshe muri kupi?
Muri kwa na John, ziri ni kekia.
Hei, ta ura iti nsuki?
Ziri kwa urimende ya ziri kwa mbomira za kana yaka. Ziri kwa wangai kwa basa rengu. Ziri kwa makriki, masika, apu wanarufani zara. Zibati yeshe.
Mhm, saka imi daima iwanamka nukuta ura ni urumende maiti chii pakadai.
Urumende ni ndahera tizoti urumende. Ikunge wangu yari wa rutu nga hati nga watu nga mnija. Kama hata oje, rutu uwa ni waone mabasa, waone chikafu. Kaka rutu nika. Kutu nika basare kutu uwa lupa na ujira mazika nga zikara mnaga barachi. Zuhu batu nishisho, zuhu batu nishisho nga nga nga.
Saka ikoko kwa muri ku South Africa zviri kuendeka here kwakamira sei pane zvamuri kuronga here pakisimusa.
Africa tengodaro so vanhu vakakusha kumira zvakanaka tichingodaro kushanda nayo kuti vanhu vari musha tiatumire kana napa asi zvisina kumira zvakanaka nyika isi yedu munomu takada kumbomaniswa takada kumborohwa tadititina hurumende yanuti asi kuti hurumende ngaitionyoka iyonibatsira vanhari munyi ngatibvire munyika kwedu kuti kuna kuti rimaforenaka saka majizela inotoona vapamazika mamasiki zvino kana ari kwanodzara mabhekita zvakuna saka manjei zvakatoma.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo zvechokwadi. Saka muchitarira zvanga zvichiitika makore maviri apfuura, vamugabe vachiri panyanga, tichitarira kuti iyo ndo vhiki riya ratakaona makore maviri apfuura vamugabe vachibva panyanga, pane zvasanduka here kwamuri ikoko?
Vamugabe varipo, vamugabe vangatori nani kwezva, vamugabe vachimbonao tiiri dzekuti nombodai ende zvatoweisi zvingaiti zvindiamugabe vaitiri kuti nguva yamugabe waibvaka mubasa pachavo nyange vakuita kwazvaita pabatevatema tumari ezvinezvi zvatoomesisa zvingaiti saka hurumende yacho daaizvatida sei apaneechanzi ndiana atenga nyangwe anhu but atenga wacho ngaatende zvinhu zviri sei kuti zvindiaramba chindodzaiedza kusorei.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro, hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi, tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino, apo takaona mazuva apfuura hurumende nezuro hurumende ichitaura iyo kuti vakange vava kuwanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachipa migwagwa yekunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana mazita vamwe vari muhurumende, vamwe vakatisiya nevamwewo, asi mazita akawanda ari pamigwagwa iyi ndeyemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa. Vazhinji vari kuya pano vari kuti hurumende dai yawanikwa iyo yagadzirisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino. Saka ndozvatiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve kana imi mune zvamuri kudawo kutaura apindai muchirongwa, asi regai timbotora mukana uno timboverenga zvamuri kunyora. Claudius Benala ari kuti ini hangu handichazive zviri kurongwa namwari pamusoro penyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Hanzi kumborewawo nevane masimba ekutonga panyika. Hanzi komborerai, komborerwai vane masimba ekutonga panyika. Munyaradzi Midzi ari kuti muri clear, ndiri pano paJoza panapa. Zimunya Tapiwa ari kuti I'm watching you from South Africa, hanzi from Satanda in Spain. MaZimbabweans tiri kwakawanda wanda, saka vari kuti ivo ndevaZimunya, vatapiwa Zimunya vari kuti vari kuSpain pari zvino. Tinokuchingamidzai dai manyora namba dzenyu, makaisa zvakare macode namba yenyu, timbokubatai tinzwe kuti kuSpain uko kwakamira sei. Atatenda John Tatora, hanzi shuwa varume vakuru, ko vakanga vatogara pasi here kuti vawanikwe vachiuya nemazita manyowani aya? Gamuchirai gamuchirai Machakato Samanga ari kuCape Town ari pano. Laston Knows, hanzi tifonerei, achibvaisa namba dzake. Fraser Chicks Nathan, good evening fellow citizens, ndozvaari kutaurawo ari pano. Matipura Munashi, hanzi I'm watching you from Johannesburg, mani rakanaka mhuri yeZimbabwe. Alice Rutsito, hanzi maswera sei, watching you from Botswana kuGaborone. Vanoda kuti vawanikwe ivo vachifonerwa, wanikai muchinyora namba dzenyipo pano tigokwanisa kuwana tichikufonerai. Lydia Mudila ari kuti street names is a diversion from the real issues, we will change them back. Ndo zviri kutaurwa nasisi Lidi, hanzi vachazochinja zvinhu kana zvinhu zvichinge zvavanakira wekusaidi kwavo. General Munemo vari kuti please call me, ndobvaisa namba dzavo, vanenge vari paZimbabwe asi havana kuisa code number. Tichaedza. Topfen yedu Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka ari kuti Mwari hanzi vachavarangarira, one day is what I believe. George Samahose ari kuti muri sei, our lovely presenters, I'm watching you, I'm here in Durban. Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai vari kuDurban uko, uyezve kune avo nyanya vari muZimbabwe, tinokutendai chaizvo, munouya zuva nezuva. Tinoziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, airtime inoti dhurei, uyezve asi tinoona muchiuya ipo pano paFacebook page redu reVOA Show namuchikwanisa kunge muchitipawo pfungwa dzenyu. Saka wanikwai muchinyora namba dzenyu. Tatenda John Chatora aisa namba dzake, akatindifonere aisa zvakare code namba yake. Aiwa, tinokutendai Gibbs.
Yes, yabona nge upola Gwakuba Maposa uti lami nkona bafoti kona pa kuzobwe mkokeri nkosi Mlomo utumbuso lo uzibolele sibili asikwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Kuzobuya ke umkhokheli uyaphinda njalo, so uthi ZANU-PF ithi yona amagama abantu besintwini awasekho, so uthi kuyamangalisa kakhulu lokho. Kuzobuya ke uJeff Maswanise uthi lami ngikhona bafowethu. Kuzobuya ke uJimmy Thomas Tsena Mangena uthi yenza umsebenzi omuhle, qhubekani linjalo, siyabonga ke mfowethu. Untombi Zodwa Kumete uthi sifuna imisebenzi thina, amabizo lawa kasinika isithwala. Kuzobuya njalo Sibangane Ndlovu layo utsho njalo. Sibe sibona ke uVusi Mpofu uthi njani msakazi, ngicela lithi msakazi, ngicela limfonele. Yes, sizakuzama khonapho ke mfowethu. Usinike nje ukuthi xesha nje okuncane sibone singakwenza. Kuzobuya njalo ke uLast Ngwenya uthi unjani Bro Gibbs, uthi hayi kubi kakhulu lokho okwenziwe ngumnangagwa, uyesenzela izinto ezingakhanyelwa ukuthi kuyini. UNkosi Phile Mazogwa naye uthi ngibukele lapha ngiseGoli bafowethu, kodwa ngikhonapha ngenxa yodubo. Kuzobuya ke uTapiwa Sithole la uthi ha, kuzima lokho okwenziwa ngumnangagwa. Yes, siyazama ukuthi sidinge abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Sitholeke ubaba esikhulume laye singakabuyi lapha kuhlelo, umnumzana Simon Khayamoyo. Okhulume yena esithi yena ababuzama ukuthi bakwenze lapha yikuthi bayakusekela njengebandla leZANU-PF khona kokwenziwe i-cabinet committee ekhangelelane lo msebenzi wona lowo. So ngokutsho kwakhe-ke uSimon Khayamoyo uthi kwake kwenzakala khonokho kwenzakala khona manje, ngakho-ke kumele beqhubeke ngakho, ngoba akula nto emangalisayo ngoba uhulumende wakho waguqula imigwaqo ngokufisa kwakhe. Kuzobuyeke uSibusiso Ndlovu uthi babadubele njani lokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe, kuyazizwisa, kuyavusa umsindo, ngoba siyabona ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa udelela abantu bemathebeleni kakhulu. So ke siyabona ukuthi uyavoxa izinto ngabomo, asenzele ukuthi esenzele ukuthi silwe laye. Ye, siyakubona kakhulu. Kuzobuya lo Ignatius laye uyakhuluma uthi hey, kunzima lokho kwenzakala bafowethu. So ke siyabona ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu. Ye, kuzobuya ke uSiphiwe Khumalo uthi ngikhona Dube. Ye, baba Mlandu Ncube, lokhu sakhona ecingweni. Ye, asikhulume-ke, asikhulume ngokuthi-ke lina ngwenu bezwe kuthiwa engxele ngaba lo mhlangano likhulume ngodaba lolu njengekhansili yakoBulawayo. Kusitshele kancane ngokuthi vele lizahluzani xa kuzaba lo mhlangano, kumbe lizazithulela nje kuhlala kunjalo ungana kwenzakalanga lutho.
Well, umhlangano inotice besingayiboni, mhlawumbe ngabe kukhona amanye amakhansela aselesifiso sokuthi uyenziwe lo mhlangano. Kodwa mina njengoba ngitshile ukuthi asikudahanga kangako vele ukukhuluma ngakho, ngoba kula nto eyenzakeleyo engifuna ukutsho ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uqale wasibona besizabanika imigwaqo lohlonze ehloniphekayo. Ungakhangela ngomnyaka ophelileyo bahambe empilo bayabiza i-maternity ward bathi ngokuphinilezela angithi ungahamba kathesi lokhana kuyehlisa isithunzi sakhwinilezela, ngoba omama abalindeleyo nababelethaka balele phansi, akula mbheda, akula mithi, akulayo. Utshoni ngebizo likaQueen Loziba nxa umfake endaweni enjalo. So ndikwete umthetho eminye imigwaqo abazinike yona abayidodileyo lapha iyayangisa kakhulu, kayifanele abantu abahloniphekayo. Bebeza sitshela thina sikhangele ukuhlonipheka sibanike imigwaqo enganithethu, khona uzafaka uQueen Lozi ke ungela mgwaqo okhuluma ngenkosi uMzilikazi njalo. So kutsho ukuthi bebafunda ukubuza okunye abantu kababalisi bebeza advayiswa kuhle ukuthi hayi kwinto lokhu likwenze kanje kanje, bephiwe imigwaqo. Kodwa uhlupho vela isilo lomgwaqo lolu, indaba yokuthi imali yezimota ezinara zakoBulawayo, iy'mota zakoBulawayo ezihamba laphana emgwaqweni yethu leyo, indaba isiyaharara kayibhalise lapha futhi sesile mali eningi iseplus imali siphuphuma sibe sesenzani, sesidlalisa ke sibhala amabizo phandle lapho ngoba imali sele singasela nto yokwenza. Hayi, sona sidlala ngamabizo, akufidi bantu lokho.
Ye, sicela ukufaka ngesilungu nje khona okade ukubeka babancuba ngamafutshane sebe.
I'm saying if you check last year, they went and renamed maternity ward in Mpilo after Queen Lozi. And if you go there today, the women who are pregnant, who are waiting to deliver or who have delivered, are lying down on the floor without bed. No medication, no attention, no doctor. They are denigrating the name of the queen in that area. So we are saying, even the roads that they picked here, some of them are embarrassing to be named after the respected people. So they could have consulted us. Maybe we're going to show them better roads that were going to equip the names that they quit themselves the way they want to be treated. We're going to give them decent roads. Some of the roads that they pick, they are embarrassing to see a name of a senior person. But the issue is not the road, man. The issue is we are saying we've got cars that are registered in Bulawayo, in Jinar, and the money goes somewhere, doesn't come to Bulawayo to maintain those roads. We are saying bring us our money so that we do roads, we create employment, we do everything, and then we've got settlers. That's when you can waste money and start writing names. Since someone was talking about painting a house, you know, if you see someone painting a house, it shows that they've got money. It's settlers. What is more important is the accommodation that the person is having. Mm-hmm. So this issue of street names, which can be used in a settler's mind, but we don't have that settler. So we're saying, let's do the things that affect people's lives, not these other ones.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mlandunqube. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller.
Yes, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi, you took to our Nanu Yezemurikupi.
We took to General Munemo Direkuno Kwekwe.
Hey, General Munemo Kwakadi Kwekwe.
I was paying you, Shedu.
Murimuchu to Erek and Otisarin.
Istarangu.
Okay, I was Pakanaka to pay off from Wazi.
Notenda handiti msoro wenyaya uri pa msoro pekutumidzwa kwemazita mukati memigwagwa.
Hongwe, asi munogona kutaurawo zvimwewo zvamungada kutaura. Nhasi Friday muitaura izvi.
Tinotenda. Saka ndiri kutanga kutaura nezvenyaya yeshanduko pamakore maviri apera aya. Kuzoya kumazita atumidzwa migwagwa.
Taura henyu.
Shanduko iripo yakanyanya kukura ya ndinoona semaonero angu ini kubva vamunangagwa vapinda pautungamiriro hwenyika inoyi. Shanduko yandakaona ndeyekuti urohwa kwevanhu nekubirwa kwekubiwa kwesarudzo nekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nekurambidzwa kuita misangano kweopposition nekutadza kutungamirira kuchinja matambudziko ari mukati menyika kusanganisira zveikonomi zveutano zveeducation nemigwagwa iyoyo iri kutumidzwa mazita iyi iri kuuraya vanhu. Saka ndoshanduko yatakaona iyoyo iripo iye zvino a huge success yavamunangagwa. Tozoya panyaya yekutumidzwa mazita kwemigwagwa. Tinoona kuti hurumende chayaifanira kunge ichiswera ichiita muofisi ndichekutaura pamusoro peutano. Madoctors haasi kuuya muzvipatara umu kuzorapa vanhu. Vanhu vari kufa. Maticha haasi kudzidzisa vana kuzvikoro uku nekuda kwekuti havana mari inokwana. Upfumi hwenyika huri kuramba huchiondomoka. Havana shanduko iripo yavari kuunza kunyika kuti vange vachiudza nyika kuti tiri kudai, tiri kudai, tiri kudai. Kunze kwekutumidza mazita migwagwa hazvina zvazviri kuzotibatsira. Zviri kubhenefita ani izvozvo? Hazvina ari kuzobhenefita pazviri. Hazvina chiri kuzochinja paupenyu hwedu isu vanhu veZimbabwe. Mari chaiyo haisi kutenga. Zvinhu zviri kukwira mitengo. Ndozvinhu zvatiri kutarisa kuti dai zviri izvo zvavari kutarisa. Zvino hapana. Vari kutoenderera mberi nekutumidza mazita migwagwa. Pasina chatinowana isu mhuri yeZimbabwe. Saka ndo successful yavo iyoyo. Ndo shanduko yavakapindira muhurumende.
Dai maiwana mukana wekutaura neiyo hurumende maiti chii mukoma?
Ndaiti ngaisuduruke ibve tiise hurumende inoita kuti inotichiuka isu vanhu. Nekuti kutambura kwataita kubvira makore ose takupinda mu40 years. Vanhu tichimbunyikidzwa tisingapiwi mukana wekutaura zvatinoda zvinofanirwa kuti nyika yedu iende mberi. Saka chingoripo chete kusuduruka kwavo vobva. Isu vanhu tozvisarudzira hurumende inotitarisa isu. Handitika.
Aiwa mashoko.
Uyezve vazhinji vari kubva mukati menyika ino vachinotsvaka mafura mumanyoro kune dzimwe nyika. kureva idambudziko guru ratinaro mukati menyika munomu. Ima munyika tichiti mune hurumende, zvinobva zvaratidza kuti hamuna hurumende, mungori nevanhu vakangobata masimba asi pasina chavari kubatsira nacho nyika.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu anzvadzi. Muve neweekend yakanaka kwamuri ikoko.
Tinotenda nekubudirira kuri kuita hurumende iyi kuondomora nyika.
Aiwa, tamanzwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo. Muve nezuva rakanaka. Gibbs.
We are joined now by our second guest, and that is ZANU-PF activist Frank Kuni. He lives here in Washington, D.C. Mr. Kuni, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. So tell us a bit about these street names, your party and government, you know, they've actually proposed name changes. So we see that the president's name is going to be inscribed onto roughly about 8 streets and avenues. So what's your take on all this?
Well, for starters, these are not proposed street names. These are agreed street names. We have already made it. The cabinet has already decided. The cabinet passed a resolution, and that's it. The president has already accepted it, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's within the framework of the law. The president is the only one with the power to name any building or any structure or any road under his name while he's still living. All other names have to be names of deceased persons or institutions. And everything has been done above board. There was a cabinet committee, which was chaired by our Vice President, Campbell Mohadi, and they brought it to cabinet. Cabinet approved it. And as of today, those street names are effective.
But, Mr. Kuni, according to the Urban Councils Act, Section 212, it says the numbering of houses and naming of roads shall be done by the local authority. So now it seems as if the law is silent on what government can do, you know, what the local authority is supposed to do. So meaning that maybe the government is doing some kind of overstretch here. So
No, that's not true. The Urban Councils empowers the Urban Councils to make proposals. Those proposals are then sent to the cabinet committee, which is responsible for that. But once the cabinet approves, then it goes back.
But we've got a councillor here from the Bulawayo City Council who says that's not true. He says, you know, these names have been dropped from the sky. So as far as it's concerned, it's a non-event. How are we going to take that?
That councillor can be forgiven because this process started way back in 2015. This is not something that just happened in 2019. The process started in 2015, and if that councillor was not yet a councillor, he can be forgiven for thinking that this is just something which came up today.
Can you hold on for 1 second there, Mr. Kuni? Let's take Mr. Mlando Ngobe. Mr. Ngobe, can you respond to what Mr. Kuni said?
It's unfortunate that I think my colleague is just talking about what is happening in New York. We are discussing Zimbabwean issues in Washington. It's talking about what is happening in Washington. We are discussing issues that are happening in Zimbabwe. I was a councillor in 2013, and the Urban Councils Act is clear. It doesn't say the cabinet proposed local authority, and it does not talk about proposal. It is the sole responsibility of local authority to do that. And actually, it's shocking that can even mention that a high officer, the vice president, can sit down to discuss to rename a badly potholed road in Colin Brenda North End and give it to our esteemed commander called Lookout Marshal. It's a sign of people who are not in touch with the ground, who decide to ignore what is written and what they really write to themselves. The Urban Councils Act, we all know, it has been used to take powers from local authority. But now, if they are running away from it, then who is the owner of that?
So, gentlemen, I'll give you a break for about 2 minutes. Let's take a caller. Ubaba Buhle, lapha ecingweni. Ubuhle, kumbe ngubuhle.
Then they can go to the court and seek redress. It's as simple as that. Let the court interpret what the law says. That's why we have a constitutional court in the country. If they feel that the law has been breached, they, the proper way is for them to seek redress in the court of law. And I can assure you the courts will rule in favor of the central government, because the central government supersedes any other local authority.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Kuni, for that. So let's take a call a corner. Ngubabu buke kumbe ngumama angalashwa kona vikongweni. Buhle obuke kona vikongweni.
Ya, ngubabu.
Iye, buke. Akuche ngamafichani, 1 minute kona po. Iska sasukambele for it. Pose lako.
Ya, inye, zangendle lo kuzi nga kona. Ma kuzi nga la magama fagin kwa kwenye. Ya, zuti nga zindela. Yebo ngu-president othathi ezindlela ukuzahlonipheke namele aqala azihloniphike manje ngendlela ayenza ngakhona uzegcine yenza nabantu bemthathela phansi even abantwana abancane angeke basamhloniphe ngoba lokhu akwenzayo kufana nomntwana okhule ehlupheke kodwa uma efika esilungile avele athenge nje idrinki nama-biscuits azikholise into leza amagama estarati leze zemgwaqo akuvalulekanga ngalutho lokhu into amele ayenze if ma ngabe efuna ukuvusa ilizwe akaqale phansi ilizwe lifile izikolo zithukala nje izikolo into yokuthi abantwana la yena afunda khona izikolo zifuna ukupendwa zifuna ukucala phansi izikolo zasemakhaya izakhamizi especially emathebeleni izakhamizi ziyazikwelekela izimali ziyakha izikolo mara nothatha leyo imalini okutshintsha igama lesarata into yakuqala
hayi siyaa
imali ithintana namagama ezitarata isedwa athathe leyo mali anikeze izakhamizi zidevelophe.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke buhe ungathina nokusasa fowethu.
Vaguni vazhinji vari pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona vari kuti asi hurumende ine vazhinji vari kubato renyereza noPF sei vafunga kuita izvi panguva iyo nyika isina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzezveupfumi vari kuti vangadai vasina kugara pasi here voronga ivo kuti zvingaitwe zvipi kuitira kuti upfumi uwanikwe iwo huchivandudzwa pari zvino kwete kuti vawanikwe vachitsvaga ivo kuti migwagwa yopiwa mazita api.
Akaudza kuti hatisi kugadzirisa upfumi ndiani.
Aiwa, ndo zvavari kunyora pano.
Kabineti yedu inosangana every week tichigara pasi tichizeya mamiriro enyika upfumi hwayo zvino tiri kugadzirisa. Takagadzirisa kwaanesari itsva yapinda mabhengi. Tiri kugadzirisa migwagwa, tiri kugadzirisa zvinhu zvakawanda chaizvo munyika. Hazvirevi kuti hatifaniri kuita rimwe basa rehurumende. Rese ibasa rehurumende riri kuitwa. Kana kabhineti ichigara pasi inotarisa zvakanangana nenyika yese nevanhu vese vari munyika.
Vari kushora zvakare kuti ehe mungave mapa emigwagwa mazita matsva, asi migwagwa iyi ine makomba namine makomba emapotos uyezve vazhinji vari kufa mumigwagwa iyi. Hazvisirizvo here zvinofanira kunge zviri kutariswa nehurumende pari zvino vozopa havo zita remwenga mutsva kana mugwagwa yagadziriswa?
Migwagwa 60% yemigwagwa manational roads izvo zvikutaura kudai they are under repair iri kuripewa negovernment yehurumende. Malocal roads ari mumacity councils anoripeiwa nemacity councils. Ndosaka macity council anotongwa neMDC varivo vanotora mari dzemaparking mumagwagwa emumadhorobha, ndivo vane simba rekugadzirisa migwagwa iyoyo. Asi kana taona kuti vakone vatichavatorera toita isusu central government.
Hanzi naJames Dawaka, izvezvi Julius Nyerere wese uyu ndo mandiri mastreet lights ese akadzima, asi imi muri kuti ngapa wanikwe vachipiwa emigwagwa ichipiwa mazita matsva. Gibbs,
yes, we've got a person who wrote here. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini uti, just imagine the cost of updating all the maps in Zimbabwe following this road kind of upgrade. So ke siyabona sibili abantu bakhuluma sibili okuningi khona lapha, sibona ngazani sesifika emapetroleni. 10 seconds baba Mlandu Ncube, vala khonapho 10 seconds baba.
Mfuna ukuthi bantu, abantu laba bengadlali ngathi abake bedrive beye emzini kaJohn Landankomo, akuhambeki belanda umgwaqo esiwugcine kuhle koBulawayo bezobhala ibizo likababa uNkomo bamdlaliselani. Kabalungise lapho kudubeka khona abantu, lapho avela khona uJohn Landa ePhumula Mission Hospital akula mochari kodwa libhizi lizobhala ibizo lakhe lapho. Abantwana balaba bantu abize ngoba badube they are suffering. Kabagcina abantwana babantu laba basebenzile ibizo hayi kuzodala.
Thank you so much Mr. Mlandu Ncube, sibonge kakhulu. Sorry we are out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening Bulawayo Councillor Mlandu Ncube and ZANU-PF activist Frank Kuni. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow.
Kuna garika ichikore hanzi migwagwa hidi kutumizwa mazita inoda kugadziriswa. Do last comment edu pa VO Eshona. Please share the feed. I'm marvelous mfanganya huye. Bye-bye.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.